He's a Grammy Award winner, a CMA Award winner, ACM Award winner, Billboard Music Award winner, and if there's another award out there I'm missing, I apologize. Leanne Womack is on the line with us right now. That's her latest single, Last Call. Leanne, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Told you off the air. It's great to have you back. It's been a few years since you've had a new album out.
I know. I have a tendency to do that, don't I?
Yeah, well, that's fine, because, you know, I know when I get one, it's going to be good quality.
Aw, thank you. That's nice of you to say. Well, I do work hard on them, and I like to take a little bit of time off because I work equally as hard on my house and my family. So, but it's very, very exciting to be back.
And I know family is very important to you, and that's part of what I want to talk to you about in general today, too, and not only about the album, which is very important, but this So Good for So Little campaign that you're doing with Banquet Foods. Tell me about that.
Banquet has a new a line out called Select Recipes, and they approached me when I was making this record, and they sent me some of the product, and I found out that I could go to the studio and then take and work for a few hours, take a little break, come home, pop these meals in the oven, and pretend to be, you know, June Cleaver, and have these great hot meals like my mom used to cook, like pot roast and chicken parmesan and things like that. You can serve a meal for $1.50, which is pretty much unheard of in this time, and with the economy the way it is, I'm just so happy to be able to tell people about this. So I just really believed in the product and wanted to share it with other moms like I always do, because it is tough trying to have a career and raise a family too.
Yeah, and I think people at times assume you being, you know, a star, that you probably have the nanny taken care of. You don't have to worry about all that stuff. You go home and you do the same thing as every other housewife does, don't you?
Well, you know, I do, but I've tried a lot of different things over the course of my career, and it's great to have help, and I do still, I have an assistant, and I have a babysitter, not a full-time nanny, but I do have a babysitter that we call on periodically. But I found that you cannot pay people. There's some things you can't pay people to do, and you can't pay people to be there and to be the one who fixes the meal. And as a mom, you feel kind of guilty about that sometimes. So there's a lot of things we can't do as working moms. So when I find something that you can do, I really, like I said, I like to tell people about it, because, you know, just to be able to fix the meal yourself and sit down as a family and eat together, you can't pay somebody to do that.
Yeah, and it's great that Banquet, I mean, for, like you said, for $1.50, you can't beat that.
No, absolutely. So it saves you money and time, which is what we're all trying to do.
I want to move back real quick before we run out of time and talk a little bit about Call Me Crazy. This album, I know you, the last album back in 2005, which was your award-winning album, and by the way, the one song on there I didn't think get justice from my radio people that should have is 20 Years and Two Husbands Ago. I thought that was a great, great song.
But
getting back to this album, what is it going to have more of a traditional feel like the last CD, or is it going to have a little bit of everything? How are you going to go with that?
It does have a little bit of everything. Of course, with me, you know, you really are always going to get that sort of retro country thing. I can remember my dad was on the radio when I was in the 70s, when I was a little girl, and I can remember listening to all those songs, and so it's such a big part of my sound and who I am, and so you're always going to have that on one of my records. On this record, I have a duet with George Strait. I have Keith Urban on a song called The Bees. It's just a very eclectic mix of music, but very, very much a Leanne Womack record.
Yeah, you talk about your dad. I remember sitting at CRS when your father was on the video and introduced you that first time you were at CRS. And one of those memories that just kind of stuck with me, because you came out and you just wowed the audience. Did a fantastic job. And that was hard to believe, but about 11 years ago.
I know. I'll never, ever forget that. That was one of my favorite moments of my career, was having my dad introduce me to radio, because he was in radio when I was little. And that and having my girls in the video for I Hope You Dance were two of my favorite things in my career.
Let's wrap it up with that on I Hope You Dance. That's one of those career songs. Do you think you'll ever run across something like that again?
You know, most artists do not get to have a song like I Hope You Dance in their whole career. I mean, what the greatest thing about I Hope You Dance for me is that I became a part of monumental occasions in people's lives, whether it's a wedding or a graduation or prom or things like that. You know, you're just very, very fortunate as an artist to have a song that's a part of people's lives in that way, and it just doesn't happen very often at all.
Well, I want to thank you for taking time out. I know you've got a busy schedule today and a lot of interviews. And good luck with Call Me Crazy. I'm looking forward to getting it October 21st and also with the Banquet Project. So good for so little. That's a great thing to be involved with.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Take care, Leanne. Leanne Womack.